I'm happy now to welcome Robert Knott and Rob DeWalt. They are with the Santa Fe New Mexican, our daily newspaper, the Pasatiempo, which is the Friday arts magazine in that glorious newspaper, and they're here with us speaking of the arts. Gentlemen.
Good morning.
Gentlemen, who came in?
It's the Double Robert Show.
Again.
Yeah, he handles the Pasatiempo, I handle the education. Hey, we're supposed to have a weekend of rain and storms. Did you hear that?
I know.
Educate us.
Okay, well, first of all, I do want to tell people something.
What?
If you have a young teen, high school student that wants to write, Generation Next, which is our teen section in the New Mexican, is looking for applications to start next semester. We're looking for a 500-word essay about why you want to work for Generation Next. You don't need previous experience, but you should be in high school and maybe have some high school newspaper experience. Applications should be sent to Ana Trujillo, care of the New Mexican, at P.O. Box 2048. There's a little brief about it in today's New Mexican in the local news section, so take a look and see. And also, I understand there's a book sale at the main library this weekend.
Yep.
Do you go to those things?
I have so many books that there's no reason for me. Like, I actually drop books off because
you
I
have
way
too
many. You
should have a book sale.
I do every once in a while.
Yeah.
So it's from 1 to 5 both days. Head on over there.
KSFR is going to have a big book sale in June.
Really?
Yep.
When?
Book and media sale. I don't remember the exact date, but we're going to certainly let people know about it.
Like media, like DVDs?
Yep.
Is that
like
1970s? Is that an annual
soft
event?
Horror, naughty movies?
No.
People wouldn't bring those, would they?
What?
Do you guys do that every year?
I think it's the first time we're doing it.
Cool.
And it should be fun. I'm donating a lot of my books.
Hey, what do you know about Dog Sees God, Confessions of a Teenage Blockhead?
I know very little. I know it's a twisted take on Charlie Brown, is what I know.
Right.
I know that...
It has a dog in it.
It has a dog in it. Actually, the Snoopy is dead in this play. And I believe Linus is addicted to drugs, and Lucy is in a mental institution.
It's amazing. Warehouse 21 tonight. There's a story in the New Mexican's Generation Next. It's 7 o'clock tonight and Saturday, 2 p.m. Sunday at Warehouse 21. And one more little thing, and then I'll let you fire in. The speak out in the teen section says this, and I want an answer from both of you because you got called on this on the air, Mary Charlotte.
Uh-oh.
If you could listen to only one song over and over, what would it be? And they get these teenagers to say things like, you know, Rhinestone Eyes by Gorillaz and One Love by Bob Marley. But what would be the song for you two if you had one song to hear over and over again?
I'm going to say, because it's good for all occasions, romance, comedy, heavy drinking, is Sweet Caroline by Neil Diamond.
Oh my goodness.
Now that song is going to be stuck in your head for the rest of the day.
It already is. Well, I have to admit that I once made, back in the days where we all had cassette players in our car, I made a cassette with one song on it over and over again on both sides, and I listened to it for about a month.
What song was it?
Esclavo y Amo by Javier Solis.
Whoa.
That's out there.
So that would be your song?
I don't know. It was once. I haven't gotten tired of that song yet. I'll play it. Maybe I'll play it one of these days.
Mm. And you?
I'd pick a Dean Martin tune. I'm not sure which one, but it'd probably be something like, how lucky can one guy be? I kissed her and she kissed me. Like the fella once said, ain't that a kick in the head? I love that tune. But then maybe I'd want a ballad because you'd get tired of like an upbeat song if you were depressed. Plus, by the way, if you were on a desert island, how would you even have like batteries or thing to plug it in to hear the song over and over again?
You'd have a rechargeable solar powered battery.
I think it's more like a hypothetical thought experiment than an actual practical reality.
Yeah.
You're probably right.
I'm just saying.
Okay, so what do we got going on Pasatiempo this week?
Can I tell you one thing?
Absolutely.
Go right ahead.
Desiree Mays, with whom I do the opera series every year, will launch the 12th book in the Opera Unveiled series at 5:15 at the United Church of Santa Fe, which is off St. Michael's Drive near St. Vincent's, on Wednesday, the 21st of April. And her talk will outline the 5 operas of the upcoming Santa Fe opera season. And she will play music excerpts from the operas. The event is free. It's sponsored by the Santa Fe Opera Guild. And for more information, you can call 466-8222. And our opera series on the Santa Fe Radio Cafe will start on Monday, the 31st of May. I guess that's Memorial Day. And go for 5 Mondays in a row.
Great. Earth Day is coming up. Earth Day is what? This
Thursday.
It's next Thursday. There's tons of stuff going on in the rail yard. I don't have a lot of stuff in front of me. I do know that the Santa Fe Farmers Market film series continues. The Markets Institute's film series continues on Wednesday with a double feature. And the event has moved from the old John Cocteau, the film museum, to the pavilion itself, the Farmers Market Pavilion itself.
Yeah.
So at 7 p.m. at the Farmers Market Pavilion, there is a double feature. And I know one of the films, and I can't remember the name, is a full-length documentary about people and backyard chickens. And then the second film is a short called Pollen Nation, which is a little 25-minute short about bees and the fact that a lot of them are disappearing.
I know. And what's even worse is my dogs in the little backyard I have, they chase the few bees that do come by in the summer. They try to eat them.
Yeah.
So, like, they're helping to diminish their ranks. I don't know what to do because I love my dogs.
Well, you know, they only eat the weak bees that need to be weeded out by natural selection.
Hey,
Earth Day, Thursday the 22nd, Meow Wolf is opening an installation by Golda Blaze, a great young artist. There's a reception and an Earth Day masquerade party from 3 to 9 p.m. there at Meow Wolf at 1800 2nd Street. You call 570-1756 for more info. And that exhibit is up only through April 24th, so it's a quickie.
Nice.
What else? Oh, also on the 22nd, Why Is Fool New Mexico? They're having a free puppet workshop because they're going to do this big May Day event.
Oh, boy.
So they're making these big, giant puppets from 4 to 8 p.m.
They're so nice.
At Wise Fool Studio, 2778D Agua Fria Street. You can call them at 992-2588 or visit wisefoolnewmexico.org.
And they're mostly
more.
A women group, which I like because they're my favorite kind of ladies when they're women.
When they're women?
Yeah, that's nice.
When they're...
On another note, Felines and Friends is in urgent need of volunteers. All kinds of for their mobile adoption volunteers, for their adoption center caretakers, all kinds of things, and or
I'm
helping transport kitties to one of their vets. They're a wonderful organization. They do so much for controlling cat populations, for getting cats adopted, for taking care of sick cats. So leave a message at 316-2281. That's 505-316-2281. Or send an email to askfelinesandfriends@yahoo.com.
We like kitties in the morning.
There's an opening today, tonight actually.
What?
Excuse me, at the New Mexico Museum of Art on Palace Avenue. It's called Art on the Edge, 2010.
Oh, we have a story about that in today's
paper. Yeah, we did an interview on that on the show this week.
That's right. There's seven artists.
Yeah, something like that.
And it's a biennial. They had one in 08. This is the second one. And there's a reception from 5:30 to 7:30. It's a free public opening.
That's right.
Hosted by the Women's Board of the Museum of New Mexico.
Okay.
That's tonight, 5:30 to 7:30. And that's up till, I think, like May 14th or 15th. Or
and one of the people who was in that show, we had on the air, and she went to Antarctica for a month and took photographs there, which are nice.
They're gorgeous photos.
The Santa Fe Rotary Foundation is going to honor its Distinguished Artist of the Year Saturday night.
Yay.
At the St. Francis Auditorium at 4 p.m., followed by a reception at Linda Durham's Art Gallery on 2nd Street. You got to pay to get in. It is Jerry R. West, and Rob DeWalt profiled him very nicely in today's Pasa Tiempo. Take a look-see. I've been to some of those Rotary Foundation events, and they're always a lot of fun. April in Paris is still happening with our buddies Stadu and Charles over at Vanessa on Sunday.
That's right. This is the second Sunday of
Paris
of four or so.
Winter, 4 o'clock.
Oh, one thing about the Jerry West. There's actually a public reception from 2 to 4 p.m. on Saturday. Then there's the Rotary thing at 4 o'clock. Then there's a reception for attendee for Rotary for the event.
That's right.
From 5:30 to 7:30.
They complicate things.
Yeah. So if you've been to the
read the story.
The thing is the Rotary. Has to charge admission because they're having some very nice food and things like that.
Yeah.
And then after that, you can go. But before that, you can go for free to the Linda Durham
from 2 to 4 p.m., you can go and see the show for free at the Linda Durham Contemporary Gallery on 2nd Street.
On 2nd Street. And Jerry West is a wonderful artist and wonderful person. We had him on the air this week, too.
He built my bedroom in 1982.
What about the rest of your house? What, did you just live in one little bedroom?
No, it was Steve Martin's old house on Upper Canyon Road. And when I moved here from Texas... they had to build an addition because there were four of us growing up in the house. So Jerry was friends with my father and my stepmother at the time, photographer Joan Myers, and he ended up building the addition to the house.
Huh.
So I've known Jerry for 28 years, but I haven't seen him in 20.
That's amazing.
Oh, my goodness. Well, you should go. I just got a note that the book and media fair of KSFR is on Friday night, June 18th, and all day Saturday, June 19th, they're seeking book donations and media donations. You can call 428-1379 for more information.
Oh, I got some books I'll bring over to KSFR. That's
a good idea. It's going to be a fun day.
Maybe I'll run them over on the 22nd and help you out with your fun drive. Hey, did you know what somebody just told me? That on Saturday mornings, I just canceled Turner Classic Movies. Like, I downsized my cable to save money.
Mm-hmm.
So I got rid of Turner, and now they're doing on Saturday mornings the Bowery Boys movies. This is a fine thing to happen to me.
Well, you can come over to my house. I didn't cancel it.
Do you like the Bowery Boys?
I don't like early mornings, so you can just sort of sneak in and watch them. I'll be asleep.
Sneak in her house. This is great. I get bit by her dogs. Those are great. I mean, Leo Gorsi.
You'll get licked by them.
Well, that's true. That's stuff. Those guys are terrific. What kind of covers is this, by the way?
That's Jerry West on a horse.
It looks like
wearing
Don
a
Quixote.
Missile.
Okay, Hot Wax. Artist Ooh. Members of the Encaustic Art Institute will have an exhibition and an opening reception tomorrow, the 17th of April, from 1 to 6 at the Encaustic Art Institute on 18 Country Road 55A, General Goodwin Road in Cerrillos. For more information, you can go to eainm.com or call 505-424-6487. Encaustic is a 2,000-year-old process of painting with pigmented wax from the Greek word meaning to heat or burn.
Well, those Greeks were pretty hot. They used to go around just wearing bed sheets, which they could take off easily when they wanted to go swimming.
So, you know, it's kind of hard to get in and out of Europe, and you can actually still get into Iceland, but it's harder to get out because
of
the
winds.
In and out
of Europe. I can't even get in and out of my Jeep Wrangler these days.
But at Mike's Music Exchange tonight at 7 p.m., that's out in El Dorado, Uni with, and I'm going to say his name wrong, but John Unarsson, Icelandic music. They're going to be playing over there at 7 o'clock. There's a cover charge. And that's out there. Where is it in El Dorado?
El Dorado.
Where is it? Oh, 7 Caliente Road. You call 466-2782. You can find out more info. They also have a website.
A website.
Yeah. Do you like drag queens? Who likes drag queens?
Raise your hand.
Raise your hand if
you
like drag queens.
We're all raising our hands.
Okay. I believe tonight and tomorrow night at Silver Starlight Lounge at Rainbow Vision Santa Fe is a show called Infamous with Victoria Vale and Queens of Drag. 9 p.m. It's 8:30 p.m. on Friday, 9 p.m. on Saturday. That's at 500 Rodeo Road. There is a charge, but a percentage of the proceeds are going to benefit Kitchen Angels in Santa Fe.
Now, I don't want to be politically or sexually incorrect, but you always allow me to open my mouth on the show, and I appreciate it. Drag queens are very amusing, for lack of a better term, and I really like it. And Artemis is back in town, I heard, by the way.
Yeah.
He's terrific. But how come we don't have any female performers dressing up like men, like Marlene?
Drag kings? We do.
We do?
Yeah.
Who's our drag king?
There's going to be some at this show, I believe.
Well, why didn't you say so? Well,
it's not as common for whatever reason.
I mean,
reason.
Don't you think like Mary Charlotte and Honey Harris and a bunch of those like tuxedos like Marlene Dietrich wore with top hats would look really good?
I think one of the things is that women can dress any way they want already in society,
That's
so you're
right.
not breaking as much of a taboo.
That's right. They can undress any way they want too, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah. Yeah. Drag kings aren't as prevalent in Santa Fe as they are in bigger cities.
Tell me there's drag kings there. Maybe I will go.
The College of Santa Fe Performing Arts Department presents the 25th annual Putnam County Spelling Bee.
Directed by Peter Zapp. 8 o'clock tonight. 473-6511. Runs for 2 weekends. What do you know about this musical?
I know nothing about this musical.
It's a hilarious tale of overachievers' angst, chronicling the experience of 6 adolescent outsiders vying for the spelling championship of a lifetime. This show's Tony Award-winning creative team has created the unlikeliest of hit musicals about the unlikeliest of heroes, a quirky yet charming cast of outsiders. Why are people who can spell considered outsiders? What about people who are really into punctuation and proper grammar?
I know. I mean,
she's staring at me.
Should we be considered outsiders? I think we're the ultimate insiders
spell.
Because we can write standard English.
I know.
Well, as long as you can spell.
We're never going to get into the tea, to the
she's
tea party.
She's glaring at me again.
Because we
Here
can
we
spell.
Go.
What
That's
else?
Why I like the Bowery Boys. Malapropisms galore.
Launch Project is having an opening on the 22nd called Water, Works on Paper and Sculpture. By Eric Tillinghast, who's also a part of the Art on the Edge exhibit. So Launch Project's at 355 East Palisades. Boy, he's busy. He's actually got another show opening the 30th at CCA.
Mm.
So that is Thursday at 6 to 7 p.m., and that show is up at Launch Project's through May 16th.
Did you ever see that movie with Marlene Dietrich in the beginning where she's skinny dipping with her friends?
No.
That's because you're making it up.
No, it's some movie. She's in a gorilla suit later on, I'm telling you. Blonde Venus. She's in a gorilla suit. It's hot beyond compare. But first, she's swimming nude with her girlfriends, and these guys come across. It's terrific. I was just thinking that. International.
What's amazing is that there's just an endless supply of movies like that, and you mention one every week.
What are you talking about? I just barely come on the show for a few minutes.
You mentioned Skinny Dipping a couple of weeks ago, too.
Indeed.
Well, it's getting to be that kind of year, that kind of weather.
It's getting to be that kind of year, ladies and gentlemen.
It's international folk dancing, 6:30 p.m. Israeli dancing, 8 to 10 p.m. What night? Sunday. Where? Oddfellows Hall. Where's that? 1125 Sirius Road. How much is it? Very inexpensive.
It's fun to dance in that place.
It is fun to dance in that place, and it'd be very interesting to dance to Israeli music. Yeah. I mean, we're talking like minimal money. You can't mention money at KSFR unless you're trying to raise it for KSFR, which we'll be doing on Thursday.
Which we will be doing on Thursday. And guess what two kinds of animals we're going to be talking about on Thursday?
Ducks and
dogs
swans.
And cats?
Yes.
Dogs and cats.
Meow. And I own both, so I can defend both.
You know, you know what tonight is? Tonight is the Human Rights Gala at the Santa Fe Community Convention Center.
That's correct.
Guest of honor is activist Stuart Milk, nephew, I think?
Of Harvey.
Of Harvey Milk. There's going to be dancing, silent live auctions, a dinner. Things kick off at 5:30 at the Santa Fe Community Convention Center. Tickets are steep, but it's a fundraiser for Santa Fe HRA. It's one of their major fundraisers this year. You can get tickets at the Lenzic, 988-1234.
Hey, have we talked about Nuestra Música?
No, we haven't. There's a story in today's Pasta, though.
Yeah, Nuestra Música, which is local, traditional, northern New Mexican folk music, is on... And folk music as it has evolved into the present day and been updated in certain ways, too, at the Lenzic tomorrow, Saturday night. What time's it at?
7 p.m. There's no charge for seniors, but there's charges for other people.
But it's the tickets are inexpensive, and seniors get in free, which is just wonderful.
Yeah.
If you want to teach your kids something about the constellations... Mike Indiana Bones McCartney and his puppet Draco, or Draco, D-R-A-C-O, are going to be telling stories about the constellations as well as the other stars. 6:30 p.m., Tuesday, Southside Branch of the Santa Fe Public Library. It's going to be free. And then he'll be doing it again 6:30 Wednesday at the main branch downtown. So two events, 6:30, Tuesday at Jaguar Drive branch of the library, Wednesday downtown on Washington Avenue. Indiana Bones telling stories about the stars and the constellations. Did you used to like to go to those, planetariums where they have the stars?
You know, I never liked them. I always fell asleep.
Really?
Yeah.
You didn't like hearing about Orion and those other characters?
No.
I thought that stuff was great.
No, I was never fascinated by that.
That's interesting. I always liked looking at the heavenly bodies through my telescope when I used to live in New York City. There were quite a few because the gals across the way were all members of a volleyball team. They used to come home at night. Anyway, so what else?
Skinny Dip, perhaps?
No, not in New York. Where are you going to go there? Central Park could get eaten by the piranhas. Play and Tragedy at a site in prehistoric Arizona. Boy, that sounds riveting. George J. Gummerman is going to be speaking at 6 o'clock about this topic at the Hotel Santa Fe. A portion of the proceeds will benefit the Archaeological Conservancy. And that's the same night, by the way, Monday night, not Sunday night, where we have an all-ages swing dance at Oddfellows Hall. 8 o'clock, lessons at 7, very cheap to get in. Hey, what time is it?
It is 8:55.
8:55. You know, every Wednesday over there at Warehouse 21, they're having this Danza Mexica Dancers. It's a community dance event from 6:30 to 9 p.m. It's free. It's in the rail yard. Go. Every Wednesday.
Nice.
And tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock, Camp Lovewave right here on KSFR. Taryn Lovewave will be interviewing former governor of Minnesota, Jesse Ventura, about his best-selling book, American Conspiracies. And at the end of the conversation, Jesse tells his story about meeting the Dalai Lama.
Oh, that's pretty good.
That's tomorrow on KSFR.
Body slam.
That's serious business.
Bill Hearn playing country music. Love that guy. 7:30, Thursday night, La Fiesta Lounge at La Fonda. It's free. Head on down there and dance. I like that place a lot, except the dance floor is too small. Once like 18 people get on it. Tonight at the... Our house is Jim Almond, 2:30. That's today. No cover. Pop in there for a 4 o'clock beer. Maybe I'll see you and you can buy me one. Saturday night, music-wise, you got the Dead Dub Society doing reggae at Cortathon, 9 o'clock, followed by DJ Sol and Bessie Sound System, Mute Swan, and The Infector. Meanwhile, on Saturday also, you want to hang out, Pat Malone's with Whitney Carroll at La Posada, 8 o'clock. And the Jakes are down at the Mineshaft in Madrid. Savor, Cuban music, San Francisco Street Bar and Grill. We're talking Saturday night, 8 o'clock, no cover.
Not to mention Tradiciones at the El Dorado tonight from 8:30 to 11:30.
You know, on Wednesday, there's a great musician who's been in town for a while named John Courage, and he's leaving us. And what seems to be a long string of farewell concerts continues, but it's actually on Wednesday at the Cowgirl is a song swap with Stephanie Hatfield and Bill Palmer.
Great.
And that's at 9 p.m. on Wednesday over there at the Cowgirl. There's a small cover.
You know what? I like these people that have farewell tours, and I don't blame them if they come back, because I like to see people leave and spread their wings elsewhere and then still come back because they belong here.
Yeah.
I'm not saying John Courage will do that, but like Artemis did it, and I'm really happy.
Yeah.
I know a lot of other people that leave and come back, and I just think it's terrific.
I do, too.
Leave and come back. I'm not leaving. One of these days, I might come back.
Well, I hope you don't leave. And by the way, Son Como Son is at the Cooperage Restaurant in Albuquerque for all you salseros who like to travel down to Albuquerque, or perhaps for some of our Albuquerque or Rio Rancho listeners. And they're a terrific group that plays Cuban style and other kinds of style salsa.
Pretty good.
Winona Judd is playing at the Tiwa Grand Ballroom at Buffalo Thunder Resort.
Is that the mom?
I don't know.
Ashley's the daughter.
Sure. Is that?
Yeah, because Ashley was nude in a movie.
I think you're right. That's at the Pauake Pueblo tonight at 8 p.m.
Only you.
At the Buffalo Thunder Resort and Casino. You can get tickets at tickets.com there, if there's any left.
You know why I like three of us here?
Why?
Because you can actually do the announcements while I do clowning and sing.
And what am I supposed to do?
It takes the edge off.
You're the straight woman. And I'm the straight man. What are you?
No comment.
You've been listening to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. My name is Mary Charlotte.
We know
We're streaming live on the web at ksfr.org podcasting.
Let's touch her at the same time.
At santafe.radiocafe.org. Thanks to Dotfoil Computer Services.
Tickle her.
You can subscribe to the show on iTunes. You can find us at facebook.com/radiocafe. facebook.com/radiocafe. Right. And my email address is radiocafe@ksfr.org, if I didn't say that already.
Got beautiful eyes.
Robert Knott and Rob DeWalt
I'm
are with
next week
the
off.
New Mexican. Robert Knott will not be here with us next week, but Rob DeWalt will be with us.
Yes.
The Pasatiempo comes out every Friday in the Santa Fe, New Mexican, and it's just great to have you guys on the air.
Thank you.
It's available online now, too.
Oh, boy, that's right, but you got to subscribe, right?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Stay tuned for the BBC, followed by local news by KSFR's World Radio.
Okay. Let's put on our
clothes. Thanks for having us, Mary Charlotte.
Hasta la vista, baby. Ciao.
Oh, boy.